What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that my son moved into his dorm in Maryland. Maybe you had this experience too.
Yeah.
They get a welcome package.
Yeah, like a bag with stuff.
Do you remember what was in the welcome package?
Oh. Usually consists of like a t-shirt, maybe like a water bottle.
Oh yeah, t-shirt.
trying to think what else. Can't think of what else outside.
Believe
of that.
There were condoms in the welcome package.
Really? Wow, that's aggressive. I didn't know that.
Keeping it safe.
Was your boy sized when he saw the condoms?
No, we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah. It was left unsaid.
Yeah.
I mean, I had multiple kids obviously go through the University of Maryland. I don't recall a six pack of condoms being in the welcome bag.
I mean, I remember when we were at Maryland, they were famous for the 3 for free, right?
Mm-hmm. You could go to the clinic.
So they're just getting out in front. They're just getting out in front.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing.
Is that still a deal? Like you go in and you ask for free rubbers?
Probably to the health center. Jimmies. I would guess at the health center they make them available.
But that was a thing when we were in college.
Yeah, I probably didn't go there very much.
Yeah, I didn't have much of a reason to go. So, yeah.
Valdez, right. Did they have the 3 for free when you were there?
I would go to the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
You chose to pay instead of the freebies?
Yeah. I guess it was stupid.
Yeah.
let's go to these phones. So a lot of people still want to chime in on the Micah deal. People are starting to wake up to it. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
What's up? Hey, Matt. Thanks a lot. Micah, he's got skeletons in the closet. You know, he got drafted 15th in the NFL draft for a reason. He should have been a top 2 pick. So something's going on there. The Cowboys know more than a lot of people. And who's most likely to be the next Antonio Brown, if you think about it? He's got all those podcasts. He talks too much. There's something off about him. So if you're getting all that draft capital and you're getting a chance to get away, you're not planning on signing him anyhow, getting away from the headache. It's not that horrible for the Cowboys, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you're a dissenting opinion. He was a 12th pick, by the way.
And he slipped in the draft because he got into a fight with a teammate.
I think since he's been in the league,
I think he's been fine.
Yeah.
What was that? We know what that fight about was about, though, Jason. There's some more.
What was it about? I don't know. What was the fight about?
Again, he pushed him down and was referencing the old defensive coordinator that used to work there. So
Jerry Sandusky?
I mean, you can look it up on the internet, you know, but...
That's all. This is all rumor stuff. I mean, come on.
I mean, who knows?
Jerry Jones was willing to pay him something in the spring.
Here's what somebody asked me during a break on Twitter.
They weren't trying to cut ties from the start.
Here's what somebody asked me on Twitter, and I think it's a good question. I don't know. I don't have the answer. But if I was the GM of the Skins and they offered Micah for, now we know they wouldn't do it because of the division, et cetera, but just play along. If they offered Micah for Daron Payne and two ones, would I do it? Now, instinctively, I want to say yes, because I think he's the best defensive player in the game. But I do recognize that we're the oldest team in the league, and those ones, we really need them probably more than we've ever needed them. So I don't know. I don't know if I know the answer. But first of all, I'd have no problem giving up Payne.
Yeah.
And typically, I mean, you don't want to give up two ones. Maybe I don't know. I don't know where I stand on
those
that.
Those ones would probably be later first-round picks. If you would hope, anyway.
If we weren't the oldest team in the league, I think I would snap do it.
If Jerry were crazy enough to trade him in the division for Daron Payne and two ones, you would do it like that.
You think Peters would have done it like
that?
Yes. But
Quinn would have been right in his ear saying, you got to do this deal.
I'm sure. But that's the only reason it gives me pause, is that we're the oldest freaking team in the league, and we do need to get younger. I mean, long-term, we do.
Well, that would have gotten you younger.
A little
that
bit.
That trade.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you get a 26-year-old.
What were you going to say, Drabby?
I'm not sure Commander fans should be celebrating today. You got to see the forest through the trees here. I didn't hear, not one person all summer was worried about the Cowboys. You guys look at your schedule. You probably said two wins, no problem. Everyone said, no, we don't have to face them anymore. But the Packers leapfrogged the Commanders in conference championship odds, Super Bowl odds yesterday. The Packers just got a lot better. Are we trying to beat the Cowboys? You guys, or the Commanders trying to go to the Super Bowl. Now they have the sixth best odds in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they got better for sure.
They definitely got a lot better
but
yesterday.
But I mean, year in and year out, we have to face the
I know,
the
but
Cowboys,
the Cowboys, they got a plan. They're going to, like I said, like they probably weren't going to win this year. They got a plan to hopefully get better in the next couple of years and to compete again. I'm not sure that, like, Commander fans should be so thrilled. I mean, the Packers are now going to be a legit team up there with the Eagles and the Lions.
That's fine. I think they're a legit
the
team anyway.
Well, they were legit, but now they're even better,
no doubt. Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, you don't have to. You do have to face them in the regular season, but usually you don't. I mean, every 4 years or whatever it is.
It doesn't mean we're guaranteed to face them in the playoffs. I mean, who knows how the playoffs
I'm just saying
out.
The Packers got a lot better yesterday.
A conference team.
They didn't send him to
the. He's not on the Dolphins.
No, I agree they got better.
I just think Commanders fans are happy because, first of all, it's the Cowboys.
The Cowboys got worse.
And it's a division team.
Right.
I think it does make
Commanders
those
fans
two,
hate the Cowboys.
I think it makes those two games easier for us.
Yeah, well, let's see what they turn those first-round picks into.
I'm not that far ahead where I'm worried about the Packers in the playoffs. You can make that argument. I'm just not there.
Now, if you can't stop CD.
I'm not saying it's an invalid argument. I'm just not there.
If you can't stop Dak and CD and Pickens, all right, that has nothing to do with Parsons, but I do agree that Parsons presented a major problem, especially against Washington.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a major problem in week two.
It would be like a Ravens fan and TJ Watt gets traded to the Bills. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not really worried about the Steelers that much. It's a big rivalry. Right. But if you ask a Ravens fan, they'd rather beat down on the Bills in the playoffs than beat down on the Steelers in the regular season twice.
Right. Well, I don't think it precludes us from beating.
Green Bay. But it makes a legit contender even better, and a bigger hurdle to leap.
No doubt.
I think anywhere he goes, he makes them better. All right, let's go to Reese, St. Mary's. Reese, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Reese.
I'm on the tag of Jerry did the right thing, because I'm a diehard Redskins fan. I mean, not even a question. But I think he made the right move because he just did it too late. He should have did it before the draft, and everybody would have been more feeling good about it. But he did it late, and that's what made it bad, because what y'all don't know, he was going to get Parsons 45, but I guarantee you in that contract, he didn't want to go through. He went with Dak. So what he said, what he probably put in that contract was that if you get hurt and play only 13 games, you're not getting all this money. I guarantee he has something tricky in his contract, and that's why his agent said you're not signing that deal. Thanks for taking my call.
Wow, I mean, there's no way
an agent's going to let him sign a deal
without reading it.
That docks him pay for missing games.
Well, the
due
agent
to injury.
Was always going to read the freaking contract. Right. He's going to read the proposal.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to
Micah's not a moron.
Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up, man?
Good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Jerry Jones is at the point where Al Davis was when he was sitting up there at his press conference with that light shining on him, talking about getting rid of the head coach. I don't know if you saw any part of his press conference last night, but this guy is rambling. He's a shell of his former self. But as far as the trade itself, I think that Green Bay, obviously, and one of you said it, you got to look at the forest through the trees. This makes them a stronger Super Bowl candidate, which hurts Washington. And those guys, I thought, were Super Bowl potential contenders this year before the trade. As far as the Cowboys, you can never say, when you look at the schedule, that's two wins for Washington.
No.
Cowboys could have easily swept them last year with no Dak.
Correct.
And they're always going to be a problem for the Cowboys. Now, are they Super Bowl contenders? Absolutely not. I don't think there's any way anybody can argue that they are now. But you just can't dismiss them, just like you can't dismiss the Giants. One of you said, you know, you looked at them, you weren't worried about the Cowboys this year. But that's potentially two losses, and that could impact your playoff positioning. So I think overall it may end up being a tough day for Washington, because I think our window for winning the Super Bowl is kind of tight.
Got smaller.
I'm not as optimistic as others because of the fact that we don't have really any draft picks to get really better over the next couple of years, and we don't have as much cap space to replace 20 some odd free agents next year. So I think this year may end up being their best chance to win a Super Bowl, because I think next year is when they start getting into problems with player acquisition.
I think long as Jaden is in his prime, they have a Super Bowl sweat.
Yes.
I mean, I think
I don't
that's
necessarily believe that.
Okay.
You look at other great quarterbacks around. Matt Stafford was there in Detroit. You know, he deal with a lot of great young quarterbacks who could not win the Super Bowl on their own. And I just don't think Jaden, you know, he's not Superman. If you
might
don't have
be.
A good run,
you do have to have a good
pass rush.
I disagree.
You got to have a good team.
I think might be Superman cakes.
You got to have a good team.
He's about as close to Superman as you can get.
Yeah.
Right up there. All right, real quick. Can we bang out these others? Because I know we got Sam Fortier coming up. Let's talk about Ursa.
Ursa, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go Gus Arlington, quickly. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Gus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So now week one is a must-win because we're not going to win week two. This is going to terrorize us at home on a short week in his home debut at night. We got to win week one against the Giants team that does trip us up. Remember, we're not that far away from team that lost the cutlet.
If we lose week one, that is a massive game just 3 days later. That is a great point.
Remember, Jaden only led us to a 7 field goal game when we played the Giants last year.
So yeah, you can also say it's kind of fluky that they didn't find the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, they were moving the ball at will throughout the game.
All right, let's go to Jeff at Leesburg. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, super quick. Jerry Jones has to call up Brad Holmes from the Detroit Lions when he had the two first-round picks in the Stafford trade. You look at that core nucleus that the Lions built, Aiden Hutchinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. Like, I think Dallas could do good things with this, but just not 100%.
No All doubt. Right. I think the article on ESPN.com is written by Bill Barnwell. He brings up the fact that had they signed Parsons to this deal and you add them to Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, they would have been, just those three guys, more than 50% of the salary cap.
Yes, yeah,
and
so
he was
much.
Looking at it. There's no other team that has ever even approached that.
Yeah.
With
Let's
the
go
big
real
three.
Quick to Brian in Dallas. He's pissed off. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
Good morning, boys.
What's up?
Here hey, in Dallas, we are constantly awash in Jerry Jones speak. And let me tell you, anyone who believes that there is logic or rationale or a plan for this move is delusional. Jerry is an increasingly elderly, alcoholic old coot, and that's on top of being an egomaniacal jackass. In the last 30 years, the Cowboys have won zero divisional round playoff games and have appeared in zero conference championships and zero Super Bowls. Yep. And that will remain the case as long as the Jones family is in charge.
Are you talking about that?
A lot
what
of people if, believe it.
What about when the son takes over? You have no faith in him?
I have very little faith in Steven.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thanks for the perspective.
I'm sure there are a lot of fans that feel
that's
that
what
way.
That's what bad ownership gets you. We saw it for 20-plus years with Dan Snyder, and Cowboys fans are living it too.
Coming up next, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.